something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton and today we're going camping.
I'm Lucy Potter and while he's glamping, we'll also be going to the movies. Queer Vision, that is.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, everyone. Hello, Steph.
Hello. Good evening. Hi. Oh, we've swapped, Lucy.
I know, but you still jumped in and started the show anyway. I just felt so. But even though I'm presenting, I was like, no, I think I'll wait for Steph to start talking. That's her role in life.
Yeah, the thing is, I can't kick Andy from this point.
Well, you could if you tried really hard, but it won't disappear underneath the desk if you did.
I'm trying to find a stick. That's
Let me know what you need doing.
Okay, so, thanks, my love.
Now, question for you both. Camping or glamping?
Oh, I've done camping. My camping days. I'm too old for camping. It's got to be.
Are you true full camp?
Yeah. No, properly like serious. Yeah. You know,
it's got to be glamping.
Yeah. I got a friend who's big into camping. It really is glamping because it's like, you know, they'll connect to the mains and they'll have their iPads inside and Wi-Fi going.
This is the beautiful thing about camping. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah,
if you want to be completely, you know, at one with nature and, you know, just like in the wilderness, then you can. If you're in Scotland and not England and Wales, where it's legal, or some pre-approved places on Dartmoor. But if you want to go for the full, you know, glamping experience, yeah, you can have all the comforts that you want. Satellite TV.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah.
I'd like one of those massive, great lorry ones where the sides open up and
the coach size in the States with the double axles.
The one that would be too big to get down
the
road
Winnebago.
In Wales.
Yeah,
I don't know. The Winnebagos are the biggest ones, are they? They're a make, aren't they? Winnebago.
I think they are. Yeah.
And I know there are others, but well, didn't you say you went to some place up in, was it Birmingham? You said some exhibition?
Yes, the Camping and Caravanning Motorhome Exhibition at the Birmingham NEC.
Well, we're not going to have a problem with you talking to the guests later on then, are we?
Every year. It's a key event, people. You need to go. It's really good.
I can't remember the last time I went camping.
You just practice in your back garden? Get a tent or something?
I got a marquee, but that's for pride. Does that count? No, probably not.
Some people have unhappy childhood memories of leaky tents and that great fun, much fun.
I hear you. Some of them today, you get like a bicycle pump and it makes the rigid poles by like super inflating.
I've heard that. Yeah, it's great.
Whereas I was the we thought it was amazing when you pulled these sticks together that had the elastic inside.
You showed your age now,
and you made a.
Well, we had when I was young. We started our road trips in 1978. We had a Citroen Diane. We had a roof rack that turned into table and chairs. The tent and everything went in on the top. Two kids in the back, one 18 months, and we dragged them down to the south of France.
Yep.
Lovely.
I remember we had a trailer tent. It looked like a trailer and it literally opened up into a big tent.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, they're great.
But my mum lit the stove and the wind caught it and it took the fly screen out. It burnt the whole thing apart.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we use my parents' camper van. We're on their insurance.
Yeah. And that's now?
Yeah. No, so, you know, you just deconflict holidays, but it's great because, you know, just make sure you don't want holidays at the same time with the folks and you get a camper van and you go to France and it's fantastic.
Nice weekends.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we do weekends, but we stay in Mirakur and Novotel.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Novotel, that's not camping.
If you need chocolates on your
close.
Pillow.
It's close. It's close.
It's not. It's somebody else's bedroom I'm sleeping in.
It's camping in a building, Andy. It's all relative. Lots of relativity.
I don't know. So anyway, we're talking that, and we're going to catch up with the Queer Vision lot as well. Jane and Steve are in, so and they've been really busy by the sounds of it.
Yeah, loads going on. It's great.
Oh, we saw a film yesterday that they haven't shown yet as part of Queer Vision, but they ought to. La Belle Saison.
Oh,
Summertime.
Is this one you're talking about outside the studio?
Yeah. It's a real nice love story. It really is. It's a little bit of lesbian porn going on as well.
Good. That's my only input.
Yeah, hairy armpits involved, obviously, because it's France in the 70s. Yeah, but good film. But don't expect the ending to be really nice.
that's
take some hankies.
That is because that is how gay films always end. They never end happily.
Because it's real life.
You're never allowed to have a happy ending if you're a gay. You always have to. One of you once has to tearfully go away to school.
Yeah. It did used to be like that. Didn't
it was always, Well, it was a well-known trope in American TV called "Bury Your Gays," and it was like, you know, if there was a happy gay or lesbian relationship depicted in a TV program, by the end of the season, something horrific would have happened.
I don't think they're all like that now.
I think it's changing. It's definitely changing.
Beautiful Thing ends very nicely.
Yeah, maybe we should make a movie about our love affair.
Oh God. I don't think anyone would come watch it.
He was just a humble radio DJ.
Yes, and then she came in.
Nowhere.
And criticised him a lot. They just wouldn't stop bickering.
Anyway, right, should we get some events? I can't remember the last time we said this. It's Steffi today.
Yes.
With events. What are we doing?
Slumming it on Outshow.
What are you saying? Come on.
Oh, sorry, Lucy. Oh, you did a lovely job last week.
Thank you.
Carrying on from International Women's Day, which we did a live jig for last night at the Venus Bar, is carrying on through Bristol at the Attic Bar on March the 11th. So that's this Saturday. At the Attic Bar, it's International Women's Day special, full of different genres of music, including, but not exclusively, hip-hop, ska, grime, electric, DJ. Be keeping you dancing till they boot us out. Oh, that's going to be a long one then. The headliner of Makala Chung and Muff Zed and DJ Tina Hart. Tickets £3 on the door, starts at 9, and at the Old Market Assembly, Read My Lips. Full takeover of the assembly, so, oh yeah, the upstairs and the downstairs. Stellar lineup of DJs, cabaret acts, Isadora Vibes, Electronic Nick. I'm not going to read the next bit, just in case it's dirty, because I don't understand it.
Showing your age
better
there,
better safe
Steph.
Than sorry. Yeah, I'm cracking on now, dear. Keep It Cute, Dalston Superstore, and more. And that starts at 9 as well.
And is that in aid of International... We must have promoted it to International Women's Week by now.
It has been.
Yeah,
in Bristol,
it's been good.
There's been events all week.
There's been loads of stuff going on. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it really has been a good one this year. Mm. Yeah. This is a biggie. Mad Hatter's Ball, 10th of March. So if you're listening live, it's on three stations. It's tomorrow, and it's at the Loco Club, which is Temple Meads. So you can catch a train and walk in. If
it's
you
on three stations, what do you mean? As in, no, we're broadcasting. We're broadcasting it on three stations.
Yeah, didn't you know?
No.
You didn't know we're broadcasting live on three stations currently.
No, I know we are. You said tomorrow night.
Yeah. I said if you're listening live on three skin. Oh, right, now is the time to give him a slap, Lucy.
I thought you meant the event tomorrow.
dear.
I got held back by my headphone lead, sorry. I couldn't go anywhere. My head just jerked back.
That is very short.
It was comical.
You're on a short leash. I think Andy gave you that on purpose so you couldn't go near him.
Well, it's nice and easy if it's by the railway station.
It is.
You can get to it from all over the place.
Yeah. So if you're coming in by bus, you can get from the bus station and get there by the number 8 or the number 9. Tickets are available at headfirstbristol.co.uk. Early bird tickets are 10, on the door 15, or you can buy them online 15, but there's a booking fee. Now, what I love is the dress code.
Oh, why?
Tea Party Trash and Time Warp Treasure.
Oh.
Yes.
Impressive. That sounds like Rocky Horror Time Warp.
It's, well, do you want to... I'm going to hold... Listen, listeners, I'm holding the picture up to the microphone number 3 now. Take a look at that. Doesn't that make good radio?
Total tea party, total Mad Hatters, yeah.
Yeah.
But tea party, tea party trash. Can we sort of drag some sort of American politics circa about 9 years ago into this? Or would that
Guess
just
so.
Be... Okay, we'll go for that.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to walk out.
That's uncomfortable.
Tumbleweed!
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Bye, Steph.
Bye.
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 Bye, Steph.
Bye-bye.
stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Little Mix and Black Magic. That's the Cahill remix. In case you're thinking that's a bit funkier than the normal version. That's the one the clubs play. I really like it. It's a really cool beat, isn't
it? I was dancing.
So you like that?
I do. I like Little Mix.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think I'd be a fan of Little Mix, but I do like a lot of their songs.
Well, they just keep on putting out nice dancey pop tunes, and you don't have to hear about anything else in their lives, so I quite like that.
It's a bit like
how pop stars should be.
I'm a bit like Jane, you just suddenly start bopping along, don't you? Now, it's a welcome back, as always, to the lovely Jane and Steve from Queer Vision. Hello.
Hello.
So now I hear you've been really busy since we last saw you.
We have been very, very busy with a multitude of things.
So, well, before we go into all of that, obviously we talk to you a lot, and I'm sure most of our listeners know what Queer Vision is. But if someone is listening and doesn't, give us a quick idea of what Queer Vision is.
Queer Vision is Bristol Pride's film festival, which runs in the Pride Week, which this year is going to be from Friday the 30th of June to Sunday the 9th of July. And we put on a mixture of features and short queer films from all over the world. And it's really, really good. So if you haven't been, we mostly base ourselves at the Watershed. But if you haven't been, I
have
to
say,
look out.
Jane is not exaggerating. It is a really, really good festival. It always is. But then you put an awful lot of effort into it, don't you? You're forever watching films, trying to pick out the best ones.
It is. I used to get suntans. No more. Lots of insides, lots of films. But it's really rewarding. And we've made a little slight diversion with our programme this year. Which is, we've opened to submissions, so we are receiving submissions for short films this year.
Oh, fab.
And on that, Stevie is running the submission, so I'll pass over to him and he can tell you all about it. It's really exciting.
So who's it open to? Is it? Do you have to be a... is it open to amateurs, or do you have to be professional? Or?
Well, the criteria is that the entries should be for or by... about or of significant interest to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, non-binary or intersex audiences, and the film must have been completed within the past 2 years and be no more than 39 minutes long.
Oh, that's very precise, 39.
But it is to be entered into the, or the winner, that we'll tell you a little bit more about, but there are going to be entered into the Iris Prize Festival the Best British Shorts.
Right.
So it has to also be a British film.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's a British short category, and 39 minutes is because that's what constitutes a short film. Anything other than 39 minutes becomes either a medium format or a feature. So that's why we've got that.
I didn't realise it was that precise. But I'm guessing then the next one starts at 40 minutes, which kind of makes sense, really, doesn't it? So
it can be less than 39 minutes, Andy. Yeah. I think that was...
I
think we started at 2 minutes, yes.
Yeah. All right, okay.
2 minutes to 39. And it's open to anyone. Anyone who's made a phone. You could have made a phone on your mobile phone. You still have time to do that. The format is on there. Steve is going to give you the details of where to submit the films, but this is open to everyone. It's a British category, but as I say, anyone, give it a go, because all stories are interesting. You know, just tell your story.
And it would be really great to have some very local entries as well.
Oh, we'd love some Bristol.
Bristol does have a history of making them, doesn't it? So, because I mean, we've had films like Shank and I forget the names of the other ones, but they were quite successful, as I recall.
Yeah, they did really well in the States, particularly. But yeah, they did do well, and so we're just opening it up now. We're trying to encourage filmmaking. Anyway, Stevie, it's your bag. I'm going to be quiet.
And as we say that. The short films, when we have the festival just before Pride, there is going to be a vote, an audience vote, along with a panel judging the entries.
Oh, so we can get to see some of the finalists then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So we do pre-selection, won't we?
We will.
We'll watch a lot of films that get selected. And then from there, we'll screen the best five or six, won't we? There'll be a panel, but part of that panel will be the audience, so Bristol gets to vote on which film represents us and goes forward to the Iris Prize.
Excellent. Now, I've heard of the Iris Prize before. They're they're specifically aimed at the LGBT plus film. I don't want to say
community. They're known as the Queer Oscars, basically. In short, that's where they're based in Cardiff, and we've partnered with them for about 3 years now.
So if you win, you go in to represent. I presume they have a wider ranging film competition going on, do they?
That's right, yeah. And as with being entered into the Best British Shorts category, the winner of that category for the Iris Prize has the chance of winning a package of post-production services, which is sponsored by Pinewood Studios, and that's valued at £20,000.
Gosh, so that's the Pinewood Studios. Wow.
And we're talking about people who, some of the people that did the soundscape for Gravity worked on the film last year. I mean, it's top industry people at Pinewood that you get to work, and you get to be in that professional environment, and it opens quite a lot of doors. So, you know, what you get from Queer Vision is the chance to be in for that prize, because we're a partner festival, and you can't just submit. So all the submissions for Iris are done through partner festivals.
Right.
So we feel proud, and that's quite an achievement for us to be deemed a quality festival so that we can supply films.
So, well, if anyone's listening and is like thinking, I made a film last year, or I could get my phone out and make one, when have they got to do it by?
The closing date for submissions is May the 15th.
Right, so you've got a little bit of time if you're listening and thinking, oh, I haven't done anything yet. You've got time to do it.
That's right.
Stevie's going to give you where you could submit to and where you can find out all the nuances of the rules, because there's a certain thing about resolution and what you're shooting in on the files that we need supplied.
Yes.
But Stevie,
there's
no
that point if it's like postage stamp size. You can't watch it on a big screen, I presume, can you?
That's right. So if you need more information, or to find out more information, if you go to filmfreeway, that's all one word, .com, you can just search from there for the festival. But if you want to go directly, it's filmfreeway.com/festival/Queer Vision Shorts 2017. And cool. Of course, there's also our Twitter that you can come and follow us on, and you can find out more information from there, which is...
And you know us, we'll make sure we link as well directly from our show. So if you missed it, or you're listening on the podcast, walk it around, go back to our page, and we'll make sure it's up there too. So now, quickly, because as always, it always flies when we got you two in, but can you give us a kind of idea of what we can expect for this year's film festival
for this year,
Pride?
We have listened to, there's been some interesting feedback, as in people being particularly enjoying the short films. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that, partly because it's a richness and diversity of stories being told from different storytellers in different places. And I think people have really enjoyed seeing those. So this year we will do two programmes of shorts, which are selected from Iris Prize, which we're lucky. I think we are the only festival that Iris Prize allow to hand select from their entire programme to programme for us.
Wow.
The rest just get what they call a Best of British package. But I don't know. Managed to work my charm, so we get to really get the best and quite a sizable collection. So we're going to have two of those, and I've also been working with a festival in Dublin called Gaze, and they have got some really, really cool, funny, touching and interesting shorts, and they're Irish shorts, so I'm going to try and program some Irish shorts, and then we are looking for some really good features to put in with that. And of course we'll have our Best of British submissions. So, but we're going to have features. So it's going to be a bit packed. We're going to have a little bit more films, but we're going to especially concentrate on getting some really interesting shorts, because people have said that they've really enjoyed those mixed programmes.
No, I did. I really enjoyed it as well. I think I came along to your first ever screening of the shorts.
You
and
did.
They were brilliant.
Yeah, we've got some. I tell you, this is a bumper, and I mean a bumper year. There is such quality in those short films this year. It's going to be really, really ace.
Cool. Now, that's taking place, because I know you now do lots of stuff throughout the year, but the particular ones we're talking about, obviously, is for Pride Week, isn't it? Which is 30th of June, which I believe is a Friday.
That's right.
All the way through to the following Sunday.
The 9th, that's right. So if we can get the right feature film, we're hoping to kick off with a really nice feature to launch Pride on that Friday. That's our aim. We've got Flare coming up in London Film Festival, which is where we're going to go and scout for those feature films. So that's this month. So we're going
to
be doing
that. More films to watch.
More films to watch, exactly. And then the other thing that we've been doing is a big piece of work, which is the festival is now at a stage where it's too big for one person for me to do it all. And Stevie and Linda has been with us for a year, but is now taking on more substantial roles. And we have another new member called Tills. And so we're hoping to really kind of look towards the future and what we can do. But it's really about putting down some roots and embedding the festival in Bristol and in the community, so there's other ideas can come in and it can grow and develop with other people's ideas instead of just one person's ideas, which is mine. So that's really nice. So it's welcome to the team. We have a team. And
it's always good when things get so successful, you need more people.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it's also nice so that we've got some training coming up. So from the Welsh Hub, we've got somebody who knows all about pre-selection and everything. So we're starting training people on pre-selecting films and programming and things. So just trying to, develop what we've started.
So you can go back and get your suntan.
Yeah, I can go outside again.
Listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you. I'm sure we will catch up with you again before Pride, won't we? So, let's know how the submissions are going, and we'll have to try and remember in May to give everyone a quick jog to say
that would be lovely. So, if anybody knows anybody or any organisations or any project that they'd like to start up, please do give it a go. Go onto the website. As I say, that will be up at the Freeway for Festivals, and have a look at the criteria, see what you can do, and get something to us, because it's great. Just have a go. You'd be surprised.
Cool. And now, lastly, if people want to find out more about Queer Vision in general, you guys have got a website, haven't you?
Well, we have a web page on the Bristol Pride website. Yeah. So that's bristolpride.co.uk/queervision. And there's also our Twitter, which is at Queer Vision Film.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with both of you.
Thank you for having us.
And lovely to see you again. And we will catch up with you again. Best of luck with it. And I hope you get lots of entries. It'd be really
cool.
Thank
you. So. Yeah. Thanks very much. Take care.
Anyway, stay with us. News is coming up next. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Do Re Mi. I seem to pick the ones that make everybody bop along today. That's quite cool, isn't it?
Do Re Mi.
That's cool. Sorry, that's by the Swing Phenomenon, that one. So I played that one way back in October, and I was going back through the collection thinking, I see what I haven't played for ages. Rather than pick something new, and I found that and thought, do you like that?
Very jolly,
it's not
isn't
bad,
it?
Yeah. Not bad. I preferred Little Mix, to be fair. Sorry, yeah. I'm just on a Little Mix. I'm just going for Little Mix now. That's me. Yeah.
I've got some other cool ones. I've got Plume of Faith coming up later. No?
Sorry.
I like your honesty, actually. That's really refreshing to hear, because presenters on radio always go, I really like that. Oh, I really, really like that.
It's just because
actually I'm not a real fan.
This is my time. This is my time.
That's a shout out. And then later on, we're going to camp it up a little bit. You see?
I do like camping, so I'll talk about that.
So anyway, Ella and Terry are here. So shall we get some news headlines? Lines.
Yeah. This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 9th of March.
After the success of the grassroots initiative Stop Funding Hate, which aims to persuade large brands to stop buying advertising space in the most right-wing of British newspapers, a crowdfunding campaign has been launched by the organisers to try and establish the network on a more stable footing so that it can take its work forward. Visit crowdfunder.co.uk for more information on how you can help the network.
The Daily Mirror reports that a movie theatre in Alabama, a deeply religious state in the deep south of the US, has chosen not to run the forthcoming Disney production of Beauty and the Beast because there's a gay character in it. The villain Gaston will have a gay sidekick, according to reports emerging from the movie's director, Bill Condon. The fundamentalist Christian owner of the movie house in question said that he would not compromise on what he called his religious principles in refusing to screen the film. Gay and trans users of Twitter have told the movie house owner that he will miss out on large amounts of custom.
See you in the streets, says the activist network Let's Kick Ass. ASS standing for AIDS Survivor Syndrome. Now, in the United States, there is no universal healthcare as in European countries, the HIV and AIDS crisis hit hard back in the 80s and is still a deeply political issue. For black and gay activist groups, it is still a major campaigning priority. And according to Stephen Thrasher, writing in The Guardian this week, the removal of Obamacare by the new government of Donald Trump is just one way in which people living with HIV are concerned for their future. Of Mike Pence, the vice president, The Guardian newspaper summarised his horrific HIV record, steeped in heterosexism, racism and Christian supremacy, is going to hurt people living with HIV, as well as queer people, ethnic minorities and the poor the most.
It's been asked for over decades by humanists, atheists, LGBT people, feminists and others. Now the government has said that in all schools, including academies and semi-independent schools, relationships education will be compulsory. The government will hold a consultation about what should be taught and at what age later this year. Parents will, however, retain the right to withdraw their children from any classes about sex. It is not yet clear what LGBT content will be discussed at what specific ages, but reactions quoted by the BBC from the usual anti-gay groups suggest that there will be a hard battle to ensure that gay and trans youngsters are given the support structures they need to thrive.
Kenny Goss, the former partner of George Michael and still a close friend of the singer's family, says that George's body just failed him over Christmas. Kenny was speaking to the Sunday Mirror newspaper. He said that even though he split with George in 2009, he remained a close friend and in constant contact with the singer. He speculates that the singer just had a weak body that died peacefully over the Christmas holiday period.
It's International Women's Week, with Women's Day itself marked on the 8th of March. First observed in 1911, International Women's Day started as a communist festival, then spread through the labour movement around the globe, and today is marked worldwide regardless of political affiliation. This week, The Guardian newspaper published a special report on the women's protests across the globe against the US presidency of Donald Trump, and said that a new wave of activism was being led by women, including trans women. Meanwhile, Global Women's Strike, based at the Crossroads Women's Centre in London, published their ideas for women to get involved in actions, saying, "We will take time off from waged and unwaged work, the whole day, hours or minutes, to protest, march, flash mob, put a broom outside our door, or hang a banner from the window."
Gay journalist Owen Jones, known for his columns in The Guardian, has written an essay for the magazine The New Humanist on the rise of reactionary politics in Europe and America. Jones charts the development of a new age of extremes and suggests how they can be fought. The magazine retails at £4.95 and is available from all good newsagents.
And finally, for fans of Channel 4's youth-orientated soap opera Hollyoaks, it was an emotional end last night for gay character John Paul, who exited the show by moving abroad. On the official Hollyoaks YouTube page, actor James Sutton and fellow gay character actor Kieran Richardson reflect on the impact that John Paul's presence in the soap has had on young LGBT people's development, and which of his on-screen romances he rated the highest. Despite its outlandish scripts, Hollyoaks has pioneered visibility for minorities on primetime TV and has helped many people see themselves represented on the box.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shout Out News, this has been Ella Watts
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
That's really interesting, that story about Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Did you know that Russia have allowed it?
They've actually allowed it. I read on Radio Free Europe's website that they were considering a ban.
Yeah they were, but they're giving it a 16-plus rating. So that's ironic
Russia is
allowing it more than some place in America.
Well, that's the irony of it, isn't it? Yeah.
I did see this. Someone said that Russia really hasn't thought through its anti-gay ban by only allowing adult men to consider the idea of an adult gay man.
Very true. Well said.
Anyway, stay with us. We're going to be talking camping in a minute.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
No, I like Paloma Faith.
No, I'm not feeling it.
I think that's a really good song. So apart from it talks about being stone cold sober. No. Sorry. Oh, okay, fair enough. No, I try. I like that one. So anyway, like I said, that is a Paloma Faith, and it is ironically called Stone Cold Sober. So,
well, it's Thursday night, so.
Yes, yes. School night.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we still say that even at work, school night.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So you do too, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, no, we have school nights. Yeah. But then so, my other half's a teacher, so literally.
Oh, right, oh, okay.
We do literally have school nights. It's actually quite real.
So now, and we're going to talk about camping.
Yes.
And we got Steve here from, let me get the initials right, the Gay Caravan and Motorhome Club. Welcome to you, mate.
Thank you.
It's a good thing you weren't mistaken for like a motorcycle club, you know, so the MC. It would have been a very, very different scene there.
It would have been indeed, yeah.
Now, I'd heard of you guys. I have a funny feeling I came across you on Google years ago.
All right. Okay.
But of course, the listeners won't have done. So give us give us an idea. How did it all start? How long have you been going? How big are you? That kind of stuff.
Okay, the GCMC has been going since 1990, so it's almost 27 years.
Wow.
A couple of guys started off.
Makes me feel old, actually.
I've not been in it since 1990.
I'm sure it's lost in the mist of time.
So we've gone since 1990. It started off by a couple of guys placing a small advert in the Gay Times magazine. And it all started from there with a couple of guys with a passion for caravanning and wanting other people from the LGBT group to join them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so.
And I presume someone responded and it then turned into a group.
No, no, I think the guy who founded it, he's actually living in Australia now, but he came over for the 25th anniversary. And I think they got quite a few strange phone calls from the advert. yeah, but eventually they did get a seminar. I think it was in November 1990 they had their first meet with four other people.
So how many strong are you now?
Well, we're all over the UK. We're just over 200 at the moment. Wow. 200 members, and say we've got members from Scotland down to St Ives. So we cover all over the UK.
Gosh, and so is it? It says caravan and motorhome. So does that exclude someone with a tent?
Not at all. Not at all. Our logo actually got a tent in it, but we would have initially called the Gay Caravan and Camping Club. Although due to the increase in motorhomes, we changed about 4 years ago to the Gay Caravan and Motorhome Club.
Brilliant name, the Gay Caravan tent and got Camping left out. Club. Come on, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we all preferred that name at the time.
So, well, you're a big fan of camping, aren't you? You said earlier.
Well, I like my folks have got a camper van, and I do like borrowing it, yeah. So, and I do like camping, yeah. Both. So, being outside, being in nature, it's lovely, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, apart from my hay fever season, that's the only time I don't like it. That's slightly different.
There's just something really, really peaceful about sort of getting set up where you are, you know, and then just sitting down, having a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
Is that what you kind of do then? You organise specific, like, events where you all go off together, or is it...
We do. It's... the club is run by members for members, so members put on their meets. It's all coordinated by the chairman, which is myself. We send out like bi-monthly newsletters, so everybody knows what's going on, where it's going on. And people just meet up for weekends on campsites up and down the country. And as we said, it's usually park up, set up, and get the bottle of wine open.
So I mean, do you go through the winter as well, or are you just like starting the season
No. We were away for a weekend in Gloucester in November. We were away in the Cotswolds in February, and we're up to the West Midlands this weekend.
I'd say it's cold, but I'm guessing in modern motorhomes it probably really isn't.
It's nice and cosy inside. We don't get so many tenters through the winter, but through the summer we do.
And what sort of, I mean, I think I've always found the camping community to be very friendly in general. So how does that sort of fit in with when you sort of turn up in a general sort of campsite or general motorhome community?
It is, I think, when you're away in a caravan, I think it is the... caravanning motoring community in general are very friendly towards each other, and when you go on site as a group of gay people, then people don't bat an eyelid. They tend to come around to look at you because of the amount of fairy lights and flags you've got flying above your caravan.
So you're playing the best music.
Yeah.
So everyone gravitates to you because they realise that you're a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Well, we know how to party.
We do indeed.
Absolutely. So, but I mean, do you have like the gay rainbow flag? Do you get a
Yeah, we do. We usually go do Brighton Pride every year, which is our biggest meet, and that's like a bit of a fairground with the amount of lights and flags. But we always have flags up when we're away as a group as well.
Cool. I mean, because it's not 1990 anymore.
No, not at all.
There was a time when you wouldn't have dared do that for fear of the reprisals, but I guess it doesn't happen at all these days.
Not at all, no.
So are you just UK, or do you ever do things where you go abroad?
We are just mainly UK. We have got one of our members encouraging other members to go on a road trip to Naples at the moment.
Oh, nice.
And early of next year, we're doing a bit of a road trip over to Belgium as well, sort of thing, for a bit of a long weekend.
Cool.
So we do go. We have got a member in Denmark as well, so we're
going to
see them.
Who comes over to...
Yes, they come over to us as well, so...
And is there any sort of, other than just sort of meeting up and getting together, are there any sort of activities that take place during the meetup, or is it...
Yeah, and said again that... We do the different themes throughout the year, like Halloween, Easter themes sort of thing, with, you know, your Easter bonnets and your fancy dress stuff. But we do go away. Depends where you're going. A lot of members will put on stuff to visiting national parks, houses, but, you know, local towns of interest and stuff like that. So it's up to the members to put on what they want to do, as little or as much as possible. But when you're away, we always meet up for the early morning coffee morning about 10:30. And then about 7:30 onwards, we all squeeze into somebody's awning when the wine comes out.
At least you start the day with a coffee before moving straight onto the alcohol, you know, the semblance of it.
Yeah,
so what happens? Obviously, I guess you have to have a tent or a motorhome or a caravan to join us. It'd be a bit pointless. If you've got those, what do you do? How do you go about joining?
That's what you could do is check onto our website. We've got a website, which is www.thegcmc.co.uk. And there's an online membership form on there. You fill that out with your details. It comes through to me. Then I'll get in touch with you and tell you how to join.
Fab.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Very easy.
Did we mention what membership was, or was that?
Does it cost to be a member?
Yeah, it's £15 a year, and that covers for two people your outfit, whether it's caravan, tent, or motorhome. So that's £15 a year. Then you got your membership. You get a few free gifts when you join. You get a welcome pack. You get a bi-monthly newsletter with all the information, and you get somebody to contact as well.
Cool.
Awesome.
Have you got any events that you're planning at the moment coming up?
We've got loads. We're away this weekend in the West Midlands. April, we're in the Cotswolds. We got two running in June, which is North Wales and Dorset. And we're Brighton in August.
Gosh.
So there's just a few of them.
Good summer coming up. Sounds good.
It's nice as well. I mean, it was like today the sun's out. And
it's lush,
isn't
it?
Gorgeous, yeah.
Back in work, it's nice to be out camping.
The great thing about camping, it's nothing like if you've got a camper van and it's like Friday and you're like, oh, I'm not going to do this weekend. I don't know, but it looks great. Let's just get in the van and go. Yeah. You know, it's a really liberating feeling.
Yeah,
let's just go somewhere.
I have got friends who got caravan and they're very much like that. They're just like, you know, oh, what have we got on this weekend? Nothing. And it's like, oh, okay, let's just take the caravan, put the dog in the Mac and off we go.
Off you go. Brilliant.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you.
Brilliant.
And do stay in touch, especially if you've got events going on. Let us know what you're up to.
We will definitely.
For anyone listening, give out that website again.
It's www.thegcmc.co.uk.
There you go. So if you are into your caravanning or camping, etc., and you fancy joining up, do check them out. And I'll tell you what we'll do, as we always do, we'll make sure that we put the link on our website as well. So if you're listening on the podcast, you can go get it there. So, but thank you very much, Steve. It's been interesting.
Thank you, Steve.
I think you should join, Lucy.
I'll definitely give it some thought, definitely.
So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Outs.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I've had some conversations off air before. I've never talked about shooting bunnies.
Do you want to come around and play PlayStation, Andy?
PlayStation.
Do you want to come around and play PS4?
Well, it sounds like an interesting game.
It's a good game,
Do you know what the game's called? So
it's called, it's a PS4 game. It's called Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Oh. It's
very good to play with your other half. Because you have domestics. But, No, you shoot the thing.
Well, I used to like Super Mario Kart.
Yes.
That was good fun.
And there is a new...
A multi-screen.
The new Nintendo Switch is out now.
Yes, but it's had issues, hasn't it? Lots of dead pixels.
Yeah, always the way with Nintendo. And it's sold out and no one can get one for love nor money.
No.
But that's Nintendo.
No.
Can I just say that we've been joined by Ella and Lara.
Yes.
And so everyone in Shoutout Land, meet Lara.
Hey, I'm Lara.
Hi, Lara. I don't think she knew she was going to be coming on air, did she?
No, not at all.
But you.
Well, she was just passing the studio, so we dragged her off the street.
come and do Zoo. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we thought you have a face for radio, you know?
Oh,
nice.
Oh, wow.
Ella.
Well, insulted already.
Yeah.
No, it's said with love.
Of course.
That shows part of the team, doesn't it? Insults and banter
exactly.
Straight
I love it
away.
Straight in.
So, Lara, camping or glamping?
Oh, glamping. I'm a glamper. I'm too much of a
prima donna?
Princess. I'm such a princess. I love my glamping. I cannot camp at all. And I just will not do it.
You see, wouldn't you want a PS4 if you were camping?
I would, but my girlfriend wouldn't let me. That's really easy. I'm not allowed to play it most days anyway. So glamping. So we went to a wedding. I went to a wedding once where everyone was... It was called Wedfest, and it was a festival.
That's cool.
You camped at the wedding. But you could go glamping if you wanted to, and that was an option. And it was very nice. So, yeah. Some glamping is good.
Wedfest festival?
No. The theme for their wedding was festival, so it was Wedfest.
Oh, okay, so, right, I'm with you.
Yeah. Keep her panting.
Everyone wore wellies and had glow sticks.
I need my showers.
Is this the largest amount of women that's been in the studio with you all at one time?
No, don't be stupid.
Calm down, Andy, it's all right. It's okay.
Mary's produced shows before, you know what she's like.
No, I have no idea. Who is she again?
Does she fill the room with women?
We have had a lot more, yes.
Oh, right, okay. I need to hang around Mary a bit more.
It's a bit scary.
I'm on my own.
Oh, bless.
Right. Anyway, so next week, it's quite a big show, isn't it?
Yeah, huge show next week, actually.
Got four of the five potential Metro Mayor candidates. Mayors in.
Yeah, and we're going to be interviewing them. We're going to be grilling them on their stance on LGBT.
Unless someone's reading the script. Forgot about that.
We're going to be grilling them on obviously the new Metro Mayor, which will complement the Bristol Mayor. Where do they cover sort of the great Avon?
It's not quite what Avon was, is it?
It's almost Avon except for North Somerset. So South Gloss, Baines, the County of Bristol, and South Gloss, County of Bristol, Baines, but not North Somerset, which is odd.
And we're going to be grilling them on LGBT themed issues and their stance on them.
Well, we want to know what you as the audience.
It would be great if the audience wants to tweet in any questions and see what they think.
Tweet us or send us a message on Facebook
at Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out Bristol, it is on Twitter.
Shout Out Radio on Facebook.
Of course, you can just email us studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt. But the team are collating the questions now, so if you could try and get them in towards the earlier part of the week, so that we can get them together ready for Thursday. And do join. It's going to be quite an interesting show, really, because we have got four out of the five, and I believe we're one of the few places in media that's managed to actually get them all together.
Absolutely, so our station manager is quite angry.
Quite good. So we might be able to ask them some other questions as well, but probably mainly LGBT themed ones.
Yeah. So I bet it's what
the listeners think is important. No, it doesn't have to be that theme.
I've sent in a question.
Have you?
Okay.
Yeah, Metro bus. Can they be rainbow-coloured buses?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And then digging up the city centre will have been worthwhile.
Lots of rainbows.
All the rainbows everywhere.
Wow. Rainbows make everything better, guys. So
yes, they do.
So I did like it. Some of the prides around the country, they actually paint the zebra crossings in the colours, don't they?
That would be good.
It's quite cool.
Some of them have the traffic lights, don't they? Like in London, didn't they put the...
The genders.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. I like the police last year, and they had the rainbow. They all had rainbow
epaulettes,
didn't they? Yeah.
There was a rainbow police car. I almost cried.
That's
genuinely.
Yeah. Pride last year.
They gave me the keys to that. It was at Western Pride as well.
Wow. No way.
LGBT. Anyway, that's it for this week. Do remember, get your questions in for next week's show.
studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt. That's the email address. Or just log on our website and click on Contact Us.
Then next week, we promise we will put as many real questions as we can to the candidates and see what responses we get. But for myself and the huge team that's
the women.
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.